I'm Shelley Schlender with MeAndMyDiabetes.com. It was all over the internet. The Canadian Broadcast Corporation did an interview with a man from Talon, Texas, in Pecos County, where the man explained why the town of Talon is adding sugar to the drinking water so that more people will drink it. How much sugar? Several tablespoons per cup. The story was picked up and posted on several sites that have concerns about crazy government or crazy health ideas. However, there is no Talon, Texas. According to both the head of public health in Pecos County, the chief judge of Pecos County, and the main county newspaper, the Fort Stockton Pioneer, and they know of no town or community in their region that adds sugar to the drinking water. What's more, the origin of the report, a satirical program on the CBC. Here's the interview that I did this morning with the head of health of Pecos County. So go ahead and tell me, who are you?
My name's Alfred Gomez. I'm the Pecos County Health Department, doing wastewater, food inspections, code officer, this kind of work.
Well, and so what is Pecos County? Is it a highly populated county or not very highly populated?
It's not a very highly populated area, about 8,000 people.
Is there a town called Talon in Pecos County?
Not that I know, no, ma'am.
Evidently, in the Canadian Broadcast Corporation report, the town was described as a town with 10,000 people in it. You would know if there's a 10,000 population town called Talon.
Not in our county, no, ma'am.
I couldn't find one in Texas anywhere with that name. Now, how about your drinking water? Have you been putting sugar in it?
No, ma'am. I would have known by now.
Would you be in favor of that, or would you object to that if somebody suggested that for public drinking water?
First, I would bring it to our legal department. Secondly, I would bring it to our MD doctor to see their opinion.
What's your guess? If you put enough sugar in drinking water to make it as sweet as a soda, what do you think they'd say?
I don't think they would agree to that, no, ma'am.
Now, it looks like from your local paper that you have had some issues with drinking water having radon in it.
The drinking water is handled to the city of Fort Stockton. They have the RO water system in place, and we get our water from them. So I would have no idea about them. Of course, the city of Fort Stockton, we are versed better than I can on that field.
Yes, it looked like from the reports in the newspaper in Stockton that when wells have not been used frequently, then sometimes radon builds up in the well, and then there's a trace of radon in drinking water. And it looks like an issue that the towns are trying to solve, but radon is not the same as sugar.
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
As far as you can tell, is there any truth to the story that the Canadian Broadcast Corporation published about a town that's adding sugar to its drinking water?
I wouldn't think so, because we would have known by now.
And you would have known if you have a town called Talon.
I sure would. I worked the whole county, and there's no city with that population and with that name.
Well, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. And here's the response back from the CBC program This and That when queried about whether or not the story was true. Their report on email says, "Hi, Shelley. We commend you for your actively engaging with media and your suspicions, because the story about a Texas town putting sugar in the water supply is satire. This is That is a satirical current affairs radio show from Canada, similar to your Onion newspaper. Our apologies for the confusion. Hopefully this clears things up, and maybe you could pass on the word to the folks in Pecos County for us too. Thanks for getting in touch. Signed, Chris Kelly, This and That producer, CBC. That's it for now. For more information, generally about a bit more serious stuff, check out MeAndMyDiabetes.com.